Shockwaves rippled through the gaming industry last week when California's Department of Fair Employment and Housing filed a gender bias lawsuit against Activision Blizzard. That's the company behind worldwide hits like World of Warcraft, Call of Duty, and Overwatch. The lawsuit describes a frat house culture where women were paid less, fired sooner, belittled, harassed, and retaliated against. Now, many of the company's own employees are speaking out against it, and some players are protesting by staging virtual sit-ins. We'll get more details now from Bloomberg Technologies' Jason Schreier.
Hi, Celeste. Thank you so much for having me.
So when you looked over the lawsuit, what details jumped out at you?
Yeah, there's a lot in here. Everything from sexual discrimination and discrimination against pregnant employees to women saying they felt like they couldn't advance or get raises within the company without cozying up to their male managers to some more serious allegations like physical sexual harassment. One person in particular is accused of what the suit refers to as a hotel suite nicknamed the Cosby Suite after alleged rapist Bill Cosby. Some really rough stuff in here.
The company did issue an apology that did not go over well. Why?
There were a couple of letters that went out. One was from the president of Blizzard, which was kind of received with an overall shrug, I would say. And then what made things worse was a letter from an Activision executive named Fran Townsend, who joined the company just a few months ago. She was previously, interestingly enough, Homeland Security advisor to George W. Bush. And she essentially said that the lawsuit was bunk and wrong and said that Activision was a great place to work, which really, I think, upset a lot of Blizzard employees who had seen and heard a lot of this stuff firsthand.
And we have heard from employees. Jeff Hamilton, who's a senior system designer on World of Warcraft, has been relatively vocal and tweeted out, "I can tell you almost no work is being done on World of Warcraft right now while this obscenity plays out, and that benefits nobody." Is there a work stoppage?
Not quite yet. There are rumblings that people at the company might start to take some sort of action soon, but I've seen dozens of current Blizzard employees speak out and say, "Hey, this Activision statement does not speak for me. Now that this stuff has been exposed, it can't be hidden for any longer. The company can't pretend it doesn't exist. The company is almost going to be forced to take these things seriously."
So how does this connect to, people maybe remember, Gamergate? That was an online harassment campaign in 2014 and 2015 in which women were harassed, especially female gaming journalists. Mm-hmm. And people have said because when these issues have arisen in the past and they have not been dealt with decisively, that's how we got to where we are today. What do you think is the connection?
Yeah, I think overall it's very safe to say that video game culture is just full of toxicity, whether it's an online voice chat on Call of Duty or it's the company themselves. The lawsuit, for example, says that Blizzard has 20% female employees, which I think really says a lot. And I think that the common thread you see between Gamergate and gaming culture in general, where women that I've spoken to, I mean, have to like avoid using voice chat because they know they'll get harassed. Just a horrible atmosphere that the game companies really have not taken responsibility with dealing with. And they've all kind of just stayed silent and allowed this toxicity to fester, both within their companies and outside of their company.
Yeah, I'm a gamer. I can speak to that toxicity myself. And I should point out that women account for more than 40% of gamers. So it's, you know, not entirely men who are players. Bloomberg Technologies' Jason Schreier, thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks for having me, Celeste.